Virtus is the Latin word for manliness, but it also implies excellence and courage. Welcome to Virtus, a show dedicated to inspiring and cultivating virtue, character, courage, excellence, manliness, and honor. I am your host, Bo Hutchess.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Got a little bit of a different thing going on today for you. I've actually got the first female guest that I've had on the podcast, and she happens to be a beautiful woman sitting right across from me. It's my wife, Jenna. Say hi, Jenna.
Hello.
I wanted to have Jenna on. Actually, we kind of just wanted to talk a little bit about our birth story. Really, when I say our birth story, it's really my wife's birth story with our daughter. Because we've gone through some things that I think is kind of unique. You know, we're at least the first couple that we know of personally that have gone through what we did with the birth of our daughter pretty recently. And we just wanted to share, you know, our story about that. And, you know, maybe there's someone out there who has considered some of the things that we're going to talk about, are on the edge, considering some of these things. And maybe our story can be a source of inspiration, a source of comfort and encouragement, whatever the case may be. So I'll let Jenna introduce herself a little bit more, and then we'll kind of set up the story here with the birth of our first son, and then get into some of the details there. And Jenna was kind of wanted to talk a little bit about this because it was quite the event, quite the process. And, you know, we prayed a lot about the things that we're going to get into, and the Lord really blessed us, and we're happy and encouraged and excited. And Jenna wanted to, you know, talk about, you know, what she went through and the path that she has walked, and a lot of the stuff that she's learned when it's come to birth and childbearing and all those kind of things. So Jenna, you can say hi and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. As Bo said, I am his wife. My name is Jenna. We have two children, a son named Charles and a daughter named Charlotte. I'm a stay-at-home mom. And I love what I do. I love my motherhood. And, well, I'll just start by talking about Charles. Charles was brought into this world by C-section. It was kind of a disappointing birth story, to say the least. It seemed like nothing went as planned. Everything just kind of went wrong. It almost seemed like anything that could go wrong almost went wrong. We did not have a good experience. I can't say that more.
And to kind of just set the table, we did have, a C-section the first time. And this last time with the birth of our daughter, Jenna actually had a natural birth, VBAC at a birth center. So it was kind of almost 180 degree difference. And we'll kind of get into, you know, what led us down that path, but to kind of set the table, you know, Jenna had a C-section the first time, and then I guess 18, 19 months later, natural birth at a birth center, VBAC, which was amazing. So yeah, like Jenna said, you know, the things with Charles didn't work out quite as well as we thought, but things ended, you know, with the birth of our second daughter in a way that we are really, really happy about. So you can keep talking about Charles and just how everything went down.
So Charles... he was born at like 41 weeks and 2 days. It was a medical induction at a hospital. So already we're starting the process very not natural. I was given Pitocin, and I got my waters broken shortly after. I got an epidural. Like everything was as unnatural as possible, I would say. And so it's no surprise to me after everything that it did not end in a natural way. But I'll kind of just move on to our journey with Charlotte, because this is the positive story. So as soon as I found out I was pregnant, I knew that I wanted a VBAC. It was almost obnoxious because I talked about it all the time to pretty much anyone that would listen. I started by going to see the midwife that ultimately birthed Charles, and just kind of got her insight on who I should go to in Colorado Springs. We ended up at a big hospital up there, and we met one provider there. And To say that they were discouraging is an understatement.
Yeah.
They pretty much told me that a VBAC for me was like a flip of a coin.
50-50 chance.
Yeah, just pretty much told me that, like, I left feeling defeated.
Yeah.
I left and I cried. and it just felt like everything that I wanted out of Charlotte's birth was already, like, crumbling in front of me. Like,
and it seemed like the provider, like, yeah, right when Jenna mentioned that she wanted a VBAC, it almost, like, looked like she was annoyed.
Yeah.
And like, I guess if we're going to do this, we're going to do this. But she was not at all like encouraging, not at all thought that this was a good idea. You could just tell. And this was, you know, during 2021 and COVID was still kind of a thing in hospitals. So she was wearing a mask and I could even read her facial expressions like through the mask, as it were, and just knew like she was kind of annoyed and kind of like, well, yeah, I've done them before and I guess I can do yours. But so it was like very... not encouraging whatsoever.
Like the whole car ride home, because this was in Colorado Springs. This is like...
We live about 2.5 hours away.
The whole car ride home, I'm back there like tearing up and just thinking to myself, like, why do I even think this is a good idea? Like, clearly one of the first people I talked to thinks it's a terrible idea. Why did I think this is a good idea? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. And pretty much it kind of crushed me for maybe 12 hours. Then the next day I woke up and I was like, nope, that will not be how my birth story ends with Charlotte. So I started to look up doulas, which basically I would recommend a doula to anybody who wants a natural birth because they help you so much, and we'll get to that more later. But I started to look up doulas, and I found one, and her name was Shesh, and she was absolutely wonderful from start to finish. We talked on Zoom to like kind of meet and for me to get an idea of like what a doula really does, because I had no idea. But basically, I told her like I want this birth to be as natural as possible, and she said, well, a big hospital is not where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me this birth center called Beginnings Birth Center is where I needed to be and to check it out to see if that's what I wanted to do. So as soon as I finished my like Zoom call with her, I called Beginnings Birth Center and set up like our first meeting there. And it was just like an orientation and tour where they tell you like what the birth center is about and making sure that you kind of know what you're getting yourself into. And so we went there, and I guess I just was a very emotional person because when we got there, I cried because I just knew that that was what I wanted. Like immediately they were very, very supportive of me trying a VBAC. They said there's really no reason why I shouldn't. And like if a all natural VBAC is what I wanted, they would absolutely support me and give me all the guidance and resources I needed, and it was just so refreshing. So that's kind of where how we ended up at a birth center over a hospital.
I think one of the reasons that we decided to go the birth center route is we felt like, you know, the C-section at the hospital could have been easily avoided in hindsight. I think that, you know, as new parents, you're just kind of a little naive to the whole process, a little, you know, not really sure, and you're kind of trusting of the quote-unquote professionals. And I think that, you know, in hindsight, it seems like things could have been caught early. And, even the midwives at the nurse at the birth center even kind of said that, like, this is a common issue. And if the nurses kind of knew what they were doing, they could have caught this issue. And so it was really, really frustrating. Like, we could have had this natural birth. It was based on, you know, no medical thing, really. Essentially, you know, Jenna's water broke so quick that our son kind of just got his head kind of twisted in there and stuck down there. And he was like that for hours. And they didn't really catch it or do anything until it was time. Like, oh, by the way, your head, son, is kind of crooked. He's not going to come out. So looking back on that was kind of frustrating. So to hear the birth center just encourage Jenna and say that she could do this, that she's a great candidate, was a really great, just a great, great validation, at least at the beginning, to at least have some hope that this could happen. You know, just because we were out with the conviction that, you know, natural birth is best for the mother, it's best for the baby, and we wanted to have a lot of kids, and naturally is just the way to have more kids than constantly getting C-sections and stuff. So, I met that first time. I was in July, late July, mm-hmm. and then we just kind of started from there, going once a month, and just started the process, and it was pretty great. You know, I was really impressed with their approach to everything and whatnot, but so it was just kind of a constant, you know, regular checkups, regular appointments, a couple of classes here and there that Jenna had to take, and
the birth center just like really took a like holistic approach, where I didn't feel that way with my care with Charles, mainly because I didn't feel like they worked very hard to like educate me on like diet or good exercise and stuff like that. And like, as a first time mom, you don't really know what to do. Like for the birth center, as soon as I started under their care, like they started talking to me and giving me pointers on, hey, this is what you need to be eating. And like, make sure you have healthy snacks, and like, it seems like a really basic theory, but like they gave me like lots of handouts and even like good sample meals that I should try, and I pretty much changed almost everything about my diet almost immediately, because they told me like, you need to be eating X amount of protein a day, and like, I realized pretty quickly that I was not eating enough protein. And like, protein is the best for like a baby developing and whatnot. They also kind of encouraged me on certain exercises, like walking is the best thing I can do, but also trying to strengthen certain parts of my body. So it was just kind of more focused on my health and making sure that like my body is as healthy as it can be to kind of take on an all natural approach. It was pretty intimidating at first, but I really feel like I grasped it, and like overall, like my body was way healthier from start to finish with my pregnancy with Charlotte. Because, well, one thing was I didn't gain as much weight, and then now postpartum, I'm basically back to pre-pregnancy weight, and like that was not the case with Charles at all.
2 months ago,
yeah,
he gave birth.
Yeah, so like I just think that's a good indicator of health, and I think that has everything to do with kind of all the education the birth center gave me.
And I think that maybe we can talk about some pros or some contrasting advice that the hospital gives as opposed to some of the advice that you got, you know, towards the end or something. But one of the things that on the education piece, you know, some things that kind of stood out to me is like, hey, Pitocin contractions are different than natural contractions. You know, they affect the body differently, and the baby responds differently to, you know, an artificial contraction with Pitocin versus a natural contraction. And just, you know, that the what happens when a woman gets an epidural, mm-hmm. and how that affects the baby and how that affects the birthing process. That's why the birthing process is so long in hospitals as compared to a natural birth, because the woman is not free to roam, to walk around, to get in a comfortable position. Mm-hmm. At a hospital, she's not allowed to eat. She's hardly allowed to drink, which is horrible when you're going to do something really straining. And I feel like all those small education pieces really added up to that holistic approach that mm-hmm. Jenna talked about. It wasn't just, you know, the hospital's here just to get the baby out, you know. So whatever happens to the mom, you know, that's a secondary issue. But the birth center seemed to tie those two together. You know, your health is, you know, a parallel with the baby's health. Mm-hmm. You know, so you need to be healthy so that the baby can be healthy. And there's just such a more holistic approach. But maybe we can get into that.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking to a friend yesterday about how, like, the body absolutely knows, like, what it needs to do in the labor and delivery process. And when we add an epidural to the picture, like, it kind of mutes those, I guess, reflexes of your body during, like, labor and delivery. because like she was saying that like sometimes her contractions would slow down, but it didn't mean that labor wasn't going as planned. Mm-hmm. It was just the body needed more rest. Mm-hmm. Like it gave her more time between contractions to rest, to gear up for the next one. And that doesn't like, I sometimes think when hospitals see like, oh, the contractions are inconsistent, they automatically think that like, oh, we need to put more Pitocin in to make these contractions more regular or something. But even I can talk to that. Like, as soon as we got to the end of Charlotte's labor and delivery, like sometimes my contractions were way further apart, but just my body knew that I needed a break. Mm-hmm. And like everything went perfectly. So it's not like, it's not like anything was wrong, but in general, like if you let your body do the process the natural way, it'll do it exactly the way you need it to. You don't need all these like medical interventions for your body to do something it was made to do. Mm-hmm. So that kind of like, and what Bo was saying about like Pitocin contractions over natural contractions, what I learned was that like Pitocin contractions, they tend to just contract the entire uterus. And it's not necessarily effective when it comes to, well, you want to push the baby down, right? So like natural contractions, they push from the top and then kind of contract down. So it's encouraging the whole process along. Where Pitocin contractions, they might be effective, but they won't be as effective as natural contractions. So as soon as that Pitocin's put into your body, it can change how your body's contracting. Mm-hmm. It can change the course of your whole labor.
Yeah. So anyway, those are some of the things that we kind of learned. But it's July, you know, 2021. Mm-hmm. You know, we meet appointments. Jenna's doing her homework, doing the things. She got some classes she's taking. But we come to Christmas, and we have to essentially move up to Colorado Springs because Jenna is 36 weeks pregnant, or about to be 36 weeks pregnant, and the birth center requires that moms who are going to give birth have to be in the area. We're not from Colorado Springs. We are from, you know, many, many miles away, 2.5 hours away, really 3 hours away from this birth center because it's northern Colorado Springs. So we have to, you know, really kind of uproot our lives and move up with Jenna's parents for 8 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
7 weeks to the birth. Yes. And then an extra week. For 8 weeks. And during this 8 weeks, it was very busy with appointments and things like that. And it was pretty crazy, you know, just having to live with someone else and, you know, sacrifice all this stuff and appointments several times a week.
Well, as soon as Christmas came, like I moved myself and Charles to my parents' place. Which like was way closer, but it was still about 40 miles from the birth center. So every appointment that we had to go to was still a good hour, one way. So like it was still a huge commitment for us, even though it was way closer. And like that final month, I started to go to like chiropractic, appointments twice a week. And then I started going to acupuncture twice a week. And then also we had a prenatal once a week. So we had 5 appointments weekly to try to get this baby to come out the way we hoped. Like I didn't have to do all that. I just, it was kind of more of a peace of mind thing for me. I wanted to be sure that like my, everything that I could possibly be doing, I was doing. So then I could feel like
you did everything you could.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so Charlotte was born, at 41 weeks and 4 days. So, we did have quite the waiting time, even still. And every day past your due date feels like
an eternity.
Forever. Yeah. So I was getting extremely antsy, and But since we wanted to try to do as natural as possible, we just kept waiting.
Yep.
Eventually, my midwife said, let's do some labor encouragement, which consisted of like a castor oil smoothie, which was actually delicious. So don't let people tell you it's nasty.
Yeah, if you do it right, it
yeah. tastes too bad. So they kind of mixed the castor oil with almond butter and then some like frozen fruit, and it was truly like a frozen smoothie, and it was really good. But that kind of helped the labor start on its own in a way. So this is the morning at about 10, 11 a.m. that morning that Charlotte was born.
Mm-hmm.
We went in. They just checked the health of the baby with like one of those non-stress tests, checked her heart and everything, making sure everything was still good. And then they had me drink that smoothie. And then they also like placed this like Foley bulb to just encourage my body to start the labor process. So that was at
about 11 by the time 11. We left.
Yeah.
Left the birth center.
So we left. We went home. And that drive home was really uncomfortable for me because of that bulb they placed. But we get home. I'm kind of bouncing on my birth ball, just trying to help my body start this process. And then I started to feel like consistent contractions. So weirdly enough, I got really excited. I was like, yes, finally. but I told Bo, I was like, okay, I want to go for a walk to try to really get this thing going. So Bo, Charles, and I, we go walk these hills because my parents live in the mountains, and like no matter which way you turn, there's a hill to climb up. So I'm walking up and down these hills, and eventually I'm thinking, okay, these are getting more serious. We go back inside. I tell Bo that, okay,
to go, baby.
Yeah, we should probably head into Springs because, like we said, it's about an hour drive. So we said bye to Charles, which kind of broke our hearts, or mine at least. And we got into the car and we left as three. Or as two, and came back as three.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to Colorado Springs. We left my parents' house about 4:30. We got to the hotel, all checked in about 6, because of course we hit rush hour traffic. And we were at just like a Hilton about 3 blocks from the birth center.
It's because the birth center requires that, or asks that you do most of your labor not at the birth center, because mm-hmm. they only have limited space for rooms for birthing. So
mm-hmm.
try to make you encouraged to do some of that at home if you can, or a hotel.
Yeah.
So that's why we're at a hotel.
Yeah.
Just a few blocks away from the birth center.
It's kind of like a hospital. You don't want to labor too long in a hospital, because who wants to be in a hospital room when you can be in the comfort of your own home? But of course, this wasn't the comfort of our own home, but at least it was
something.
Yeah, at least it was something. So we get checked in, and we're kind of relaxing. We turn the TV on. Bo orders some food. I was eating something. I don't know. But we're kind of just relaxing. It's about 6 o'clock, and contractions are definitely consistent, but mm-hmm. They weren't extremely painful. Like, I was still able to recover pretty quickly from them. I was even able to talk through them sometimes. But we started to kind of use some essential oils to help the process along. We kind of diffuse them into the air, and there's actually an essential oil that helps consistent contractions happen, which we learned about that. And then kind of acupressure. So Bo just kind of pushed on certain spots of my body to try to help encourage labor along as well. So time's going by. About 8:30, that bulb that they placed that morning finally fell out, which meant that I was at least 6 centimeters. So we knew that I was approaching active labor if I wasn't already in active labor. So I let my doula know, and my doula said, hey, like, take a shower, kind of relax and whatnot, and I'll be over at 9. And I was like, okay, awesome. So I took a shower, which felt awesome, and then just kind of relaxed again. When the doula arrived, it was a very relaxed environment. We were still just watching TV, laughing together, having conversations and whatnot. She gets there and she starts timing the contractions to get an idea of where we were at. Shortly after she arrived, because she was in contact with the midwives at the birth center, they said, hey, we should try some positions to maybe encourage labor to really get going. So the first one they had me do is called a forward leaning inversion. And I can kind of try to paint the picture for you, but basically my knees were like on a bed and my elbows were on the floor. So
head down, butt up.
Head down, butt up. It was, and when you have a big belly, it is really uncomfortable. And Bo had to help me get into it and out of it for the two times we did it. So I did that position once, and you do it while you're in a contraction. So you go down as soon as you feel the contraction happening. And the second time, I get down within seconds, my water breaks. It's quite the event.
While she's upside down, yeah. Essentially.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, my water broke. And I mean, it was really exciting because like now we really know, like, oh man, yeah, this is happening. Go time. And like none of this happened naturally with Charles. So like my labor never started naturally. Like my water did not break naturally. So like everything that happened was like super exciting for us. And so my water breaks and I go stand in the tub so I'm not destroying and making the carpet all wet in a hotel room. And things got real, like really, really fast after that.
Yep, go time.
Yeah. So I'm in the shower, I'm just standing there, and all of a sudden I get absolutely floored. Like the contractions went from like manageable to like all consuming. I was like on my hands and knees on the bathroom floor in a hotel, which is really gross when you think about it now. But like my doula kept trying to encourage me to get off the bathroom floor and onto the bed because like she's like, that'll be way more comfortable. But I like felt nauseous and I was like, the coolness of the floor is really pleasant right now. So I just kind of stayed on the bathroom floor for a while. And then eventually, like, the nausea subsided. She said that when the water breaks, like, a lot of hormones get released right away. So that causes, like, a lot of nausea. So eventually, I think my body finally regulated. And I was like, okay, I can stand up. Let's go to the bed. So it was way more comfortable. But again, I was still on my hands and knees. It's the only position that felt good. So this is probably 9:30. So my doula had only been there for maybe 30 minutes and all this happened.
Yeah. Happened quick.
Yeah. And, so she pulls out the scarf. I think, I cannot remember the name of it, but it starts with an R. It's like a rebozo or something.
Something like that.
And she kind of wraps it around my belly and just kind of shakes. And it's supposed to, like, help the baby, like, get into that final good position and also help the baby, like, encourage labor along even more. So she does that for, I think, 6 contractions. And, like I can't even explain, like, the contractions. Like, it's all I could think about. I would kind of, like, straighten my arms during the contraction to help me kind of tolerate them. And then I would relax down on a pillow, like, between them to try to keep my energy levels okay. Because we didn't know how long this was going to last. And I was like, I have to try to relax. And, but then, all of a sudden, like, she finishes that scarf thing. And then I, like, needed to push. And she's like, "Are you trying to push right now?" And I'm like, "Yes." And so I didn't know this at the time, but Beau's running back and forth.
Yeah, trying to very quickly put everything away and make sure everything were ready to leave the hotel.
Yeah.
And good thing I started because we were ready to go by the time I got back. Yeah,
because I am actively trying to push this baby out, and we're still in the hotel room. And so our doula call, like, is telling the midwives, like, "We are coming in. We are coming in hot." Like, and we get, like, I stand up, and oh my gosh, like, I didn't realize how uncomfortable standing was at the time, but I have to walk, like, maybe 50.
Probably 10 hotel doors.
Yeah.
So you can kind of imagine how far that is, 10, so 12.
I look down this hallway, and it's kind of like one of those movies where, like, it felt like the hallway extended. I like look down and I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I'm slowly walking down with the help of the doula and Beau, and we finally get into the car and we drive off. And every contraction the whole way there, I'm trying to push this baby out. Beau's like yelling at me because the doula told him, like, try make sure she doesn't push.
Yeah.
Like, tell her to do horse lips. So I'm, like, unable to really sit flat, and I'm kind of standing in the chair, the passenger seat almost. And Beau's like, horse lips! Like,
do not push.
Yeah. And so the 3 blocks, like, it was only 3 blocks, but the 3 blocks felt like an eternity to me, and probably Beau too, because he was like, oh my gosh, this baby's going to be born in the car. But we get there. And us rookies, or newbies to the birth center, I guess, did not know there was a gate. And I, like, walk up this, like, rocky, like,
landscaped area in a parking lot.
Yeah. In my socks, because forget shoes. I could not get my shoes on for some reason. And we're walking up this rocky thing, and I get another contraction and almost collapse. And Beau's, like, holding me up because they just were pretty tough at this point. And we're banging on the door, and nobody's coming. We're thinking, oh my goodness, like, what is happening? And then they show up. We get me into the room, and, like, I really wanted to have a water birth, but that did not happen.
Too quick.
When we got there, the tub was only maybe filled up maybe 6 inches, so it just was not going to happen. So they get me on the bed. And the midwife that was there for my birth, her name was Jolene, and she was absolutely excellent.
Amazing.
Amazing, yeah. She sits me down, and, like, she is, like, the depiction of calmness. Like, she almost brought a calm over me because she was so calm. And she's like, "Let's have you lay down." And she checks my cervix, and she's just like, "All right, honey, we're going to have this baby."
Yeah.
And, like, she's just very, very calm, which almost, like, helped me calm down, you know, because with all everything happening so fast, I'm kind of not calm. And so
at this point, it's about 10:45.
Yeah.
And so, then Jenna's just ready to push the baby out.
Push the baby out. So we, I don't know, like, because once we got to the birth center and she just helped me calm down, and, like, I'll paint the picture of kind of how the room was set up. Like, it's a very homey type room. It's almost like you feel like you're having a home birth because they set it up so nicely. And then they had, like, essential oils diffusing. I'm pretty sure it was lavender to try to help me
calm down.
Calm down, because I was pretty... like, I wasn't dramatic, but, like, it definitely happened so fast that I needed that. Then they had some music playing, and just everything about the environment there, like, the lights were dim, like, helped me calm down and really focus on the birth, the delivery. And, so we're pushing, and, like, my body's doing it all by itself. Like, it was very calm, and we just let me listen to my body. Like, there was never any counting, never any, like,
1, 2, 3, push.
Yeah.
Just push whenever, like, she was ready.
Yeah, they just told me to follow the urge, like, and then follow my body's cues, because your body will tell you when you need to rest. and like kind of recoup and be ready for that next push. And I can't tell you how like calming that environment was, and it helped me really focus. And I could I don't know, feel that everything was going so well. And because that feeling, I was so calm, I knew I was gonna have this natural vaginal birth that I really, really wanted. So it just in all was awesome. And then the head was born, and then one more push, the body was born, and I finally hear that cry that mm-hmm. we all just love to hear at the end of a labor yeah. and delivery, of course. And the one thing that I missed with Charles was he was born C-section, right? So all I got to see was him held over this
screen
barely see-through screen. I have terrible eyesight, and I didn't have I didn't have my contacts in, so I'm like, is that a baby? Yeah. I don't know. So I got to just peek at my son, and then they pretty much took him away. And so that was really heartbreaking for me in my son's birth. But with this one, she came out, and I immediately got to hold her, and it was just the moment that I wanted, the moment that I missed with my first birth that mm-hmm. was really, really special for me. I was just so thrilled. I don't know if I was expressing that because I was so tired after everything, but in my mind, it was just the best moment. And I got to hold her for an hour and a half before they took her to kind of check her weight and everything. And in the birth center environment, they really wait a long time before they cut the cord. So we were just sitting there. I got to hold her, calm her down, and eventually she started nursing. And then after some time, I was okay, I'm ready. And I gave her to Bo, and I stood up, which is huge for me too. Because mm-hmm. After a C-section, absolutely not. You can't stand up for a while because there's just so... Well, for me, I don't know if this was the experience for all women, but I was in a lot of pain. And so standing up did not happen for me after Charles's birth for, I think, a day and a half. Mm-hmm. And so being able to, get to the edge of the bed and stand up and go take a shower within an hour and a half was huge. It was very, special in a way to me, too.
Yeah.
But, in all, everything was so much different, and... We were discharged from the birth center, and it sounds crazy, and it sounded crazy to us even before it happened, but, I was discharged within 4 hours mm-hmm. to go home. And, it sounds crazy, but when you do that natural birth and everything goes so well, you're ready. You don't need all that time for recovery and whatnot. And so...
Yeah, so Charlotte's born about... 11:50.
Yeah.
We leave the birth center about 3:50 and get home about 5. Yeah. 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Which was such a bizarre bizarre experience to have the baby. It almost felt I don't know, it was just very weird to have a baby, go through all this stuff, and then be home within really 24 hours or so.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Yeah, cuz when we did get home, my parents were this baby is 6 hours old. Yeah, but one other thing that was pretty huge for me after Charlotte's birth was I was able to walk out of the birth center.
Mm-hmm.
After Charles's birth, I had so much pain and swelling that I had to get wheelchaired out of the hospital and helped into the car, and even I couldn't even barely walk myself into my own house.
Yeah.
After Charles's birth, and here I am 3 hours after an all natural vaginal birth, walking out easily, getting myself into the car and moving myself around. I mean, I'm not walking at full speed by any means, but
much better condition than C-section though.
So it was just amazing. Anything Like, it was a completely different experience mm-hmm. in the best way possible.
Yeah. And I think to put this into perspective, you know, all the, it was just, we were just so happy and we were just praising the Lord so much because, you know, we, how many trips did we take? 33 trips yeah. from Alamosa to Colorado Springs for this baby.
Yeah.
You know, so that's 2.5 hours one way. That's several thousands of hours in the car, several hundreds of miles, you know, thousands of miles. So much money in gas, you know, food while we're between appointments. You know, I don't know what it ended up being, you know, but we sacrificed a lot, you know. Sometimes in these appointments, I would go up with Jenna. She'd go by herself.
My dad would come help me a lot.
Yeah, mom and dad. Jenna's mom and dad would help a lot. So we are very, very thankful for that. But, it, you know, it was just so validating to know that all of our sacrifices paid off.
Oh, and, yeah.
I mean, I would not have been, you know, too upset, you know, if something didn't work out the way because we, you know, at least we gave it an effort and we tried.
Mm-hmm.
But just to see the quote-unquote fruit of our labors and sacrifices mm-hmm. was really, really satisfying.
Yeah.
You know, that we could actually say that, you know, it was all worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know what the dollar line was, but we can absolutely say that it was worth it.
Yeah.
Because Charlotte's healthy and she's doing great. And it was truly, truly an amazing experience for sure.
Yeah. And we know that I can have a natural birth like that, which just encourages us even more to have more kids.
Yeah.
Like the idea of having to recover from a C-section after every baby was so, like, scary to me because, well, I had a very difficult recovery after Charles's birth, which isn't the case for all women. So, like, it was just not an ideal recovery. I had to go in and get some things fixed, and it was just not good. So I was just not going to do that again. But now we know that I can do this natural birth, and it's not as scary to kind of take on the idea of how many kids that we want and hope for.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe there's someone out there who you can, if you're listening, you can share this with, or maybe you listening are encouraged by our story.
Yeah.
You know, and, you can reach out to me, and I can get in touch with Jenna, and you guys can connect. But it's possible, you know. Don't think that it's just because it's outside of the norm, what we consider normal today, doesn't mean it's possible. And I think that's one of the biggest things is, you know, the hospital's a business, and the hospital tries to do certain things that work for their timetables, and not necessarily for that is in the best interest of the mother. And there are alternatives out there, you know, so don't be afraid to explore those. Obviously, use wisdom and use, you know, use those resources at your disposal. But don't think that just because you have one C-section, it's all over.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to any mom that is, like, exploring the idea of a VBAC. Even
just natural birth.
Yeah, just natural birth in general because, like, I feel like I learned so much, not only from the birth center, but from my doula and from the birth classes. And I could direct you to any of those resources because, like, they really help you have the birth that you want. And if that's something that you want, like, the resources are there. And if you have any questions, I'd love to help you get those answered or direct you towards someone that can answer them.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, cool, Jenna. Thanks for coming on today. And Charlotte's doing great. And we're excited to, you know, continue on down our parenthood path and have the next kid. And maybe a little bit down the road.
In time.
Yeah.
In time.
But we're thankful. We're praising God. And maybe your story, our story, can be close to your story in the future. So thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening. Remember that pursuing virtues is a journey, and it's a road that we are always walking. With new information, it's now time to act. So be wise and take responsibility. Be courageous and do what you need to do today.